This is the second part of MedBit. Things will go more smoothly if you just agree to answer all of my questions, Ms. Wren. Just clearing a few things up for the file, she said with an ironic grin. Exactly, said Scotty. Did you know Mr. Roger Endicott? No. Was James Pike the only person with whom you worked? Yes. Really? Who was going to place the bets? Pike wouldn't have been able to bet. Jennifer Wren's smile was cold. Well, I guess the file will have to stay closed, incomplete on that little part of things, won't it? Perhaps, said Scotty. But when you are charged with murder, it will cause a massive search through the records of everyone that you have ever met, cross-match with those who bet on your incident. Jennifer paused. She looked like a reptile. Is there any way to avoid this murder thing? What was the name of the person placing the bets? Repeated Scotty. Jennifer gave him the name, the person, and the address of the amount that she had bet. Can I ask you one question? Said Jennifer. Scotty instinctively knew what she wanted to ask. He excused the patrolman from the room. What is it? Why did you put a dead man in the room with me for 11 hours? We needed about 11 hours before we were ready to pronounce him dead, Ms. Wren. Now, were there other matters to discuss? The rest of it would go smoothly now. The door opened, and the administrator from Newbeth came into the room. We're ready for you now, said Scotty. Nathan and Barbara were called back into the inquiry room the next morning. Barbara had been nervous and had chattered all morning about how sorry she was for her mistake. Finally, Nathan threatened to gag her, knowing how much she hated to be gagged. She fell very quiet. Herbert Scotty and an administrator from Newbeth were sitting at the conference room table when Barbara and Nathan arrived. Nathan was cautiously optimistic about being called back so soon. He thought that it was a good sign. Scotty smiled and began to speak directly to Nathan. The investigation is drawing to a close. It seems that the two of you were set up by a couple of people. Jennifer Wren staged the accident in collusion with James Pike. They have confessed, and MedBet is satisfied that neither you nor your assistant had any knowledge of the scheme. Nathan exhaled slowly. He loved MedBet. Everything would be fine now. There is just one more thing. We would like you to do a recreation of your response to the accident with a different EMT. Barbara, this time you will ask for proper identification, and we will learn that Jennifer Wren is a repeater. We will immediately sever her from the action. We will continue with interest focused on the comatose Roger Endicott, who will be operated on and who will die 11 hours after surgery. Perfect timing, thought Nathan. That's when most deaths occurred. But after 10 hours, the payoff was smaller for those who bet for death. After 10, the payoff odds were significantly lower. Larger profit for MedBet. All around, good deal. Barbara and I will be happy to do whatever it takes to clear this up for all concerned. When Nathan said that, the Newbeth administrator got up, shook hands with Scotty, and left the room, without looking at either Nathan or Barbara again. Is there going to be a trial? Said Nathan. Barbara gave him a worried look, wondering who was going to be placed on trial. Trials are expensive, and with trials like these, there is small profit, little interest. Let's say there's going to be an accommodation. Nathan knew that he was part of the accommodation, and so he pressed the point. Can I ask what it is? Of course. Unnecessary secrecy is a burden that slows everyone and does not add to the efficiency of the company in the slightest. Scotty's grin was real this time. He would be congratulated for working things out this comprehensively. Because Mr. Pike and Ms. Wren have no desire for a trial, we have agreed upon an administrative settlement. Mr. Pike will find a new career. Ms. Wren will be paying damages to Mr. Endicott's family. She has volunteered to sell one of her kidneys and one cornea in order to immediately raise the $175,000 that is required. She has also permanently forfeited her health care and, of course, her driving privileges. Each of them is going to relocate immediately. What's going to happen to us? Blurted Barbara. Scotty's grin held genuine amusement when he spoke to her. You are going to have some well-needed additional training. Barbara's face panicked for a second time and then relaxed. Yes, sir, she said. Nathan knew how to wait. Scotty was much too thorough to have left him out. He would miss Barbara, but she had not been his first assistant. The unwritten rules about assistants and odd setters never varied. Nathan, you are a loyal employee. I find that this one mistake, this one time, can be overlooked. Of course, it must go into your file. Any expenses that MedBet does not make up from the recreation will be deducted from your commission over the next 2 years. But I think we will actually turn a small profit out of this. Scotty stood up and extended his hand to Nathan. Nathan smiled.